Blog Talk Radio.
Creator has blessed us to come before you another week, another day, another night, to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted word, the word of Yah, on nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel, to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Well, Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our judge. He's our king. He's our lawgiver. And he's our only savior. And not just the savior of Israel, but he is the savior of the world. And I thank the creator for allowing us to bring to you nothing but the truth. Last week we started out speaking about Yah's Sabbaths of years. And yes, Yah do have Sabbaths of years. Just like he has a weekly Sabbath, he has a Sabbath of years. And you'll read about that in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter. Of course, due to weather conditions, we have not been able to bring all this to a close. We were not here yesterday, and I think we missed last week as well because of weather. And so we want to finish out on our program of the Sabbaths of Years, but I may add that we're going to be talking about this all the way through the new year. Of course, we're going to be discussing other subjects as well. But I do want to close out on the Sabbaths of Years. But before I get into the Sabbaths of Years, once again, I also want to bring to your attention that there's many conferences that we are planning. Most of them are already planned, contract signed, and we're ready to go. And we will have all the information posted on our website in the next couple of days, where you'll be able to go to our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org, worldgatheringyisrael.org. And once you visit our website, you'll be able to get all the conference information for 2018. Of course, our very first conference will be our spring conference, which is in the middle of March, although it won't be the new year at that time. We will have a conference at that time, and it won't quite yet be spring until the end of that month, but we will have our conference around March the 15th, that weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, or Marietta, Georgia. And we'll have all that information posted. And we'll let you, and we have the itinerary posted, so everyone will have an opportunity to view the various subject matters, as well as all the other stuff, things that we will be doing. 2018 will be a very exciting year for us, because it will be the 25th anniversary of the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference, which we've been holding since 1994. The very first one was in Atlanta, and the 25th one will be also in Atlanta. So we'll bring that information to you. I just want to let you know that. As I said before, we'll be finishing off on the Sabbath of years, not tonight, by tomorrow. And then we're going to a whole nother series of teachings. And then, like we will begin doing, as we did last month, we will have a week where if you would like to answer, ask any questions, and you're listening by the way of YouTube or Facebook or listening by Blog Talk, we will avail time for you to ask us anything on what we teach, on what you believe, or things that you just want to know, you sincerely just want to know. We will avail ourselves to be able to answer your questions or have a conversation with you about your beliefs. We will do this very soon. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. One of the things that we wanted to convey to all our people about the truth of Yah is what the Creator says about his Sabbaths of years. And before you can get to Yah's Sabbaths of years, first of all, you have to understand what is Yah's Sabbath of years. And then all the various components that leads throughout those Sabbaths of years. If you want to know what his Sabbaths of years are, once again, in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, I want to read that just to recap on a couple things. Because I know these things are not really being taught to our people. And how these things work, so that you're able to incorporate these things in your everyday life. Were our people, were they able to keep Yah's Sabbaths of years? Well, obviously they were not able to keep the Sabbath in the land, I mean, outside of the land, but they were able to keep the cycle of the years. So they always knew when that Sabbath was. And I may add, even though our people were in the land, they still failed at keeping the Sabbath. Just a couple of things I just want to show our people about Yah's Sabbath of years. First thing is in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, and this is what it says. Starting at the very first verse, it says, "And Yah spake unto Moshe in Mount Sinai." "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto Yah. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yah. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of his own accord of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee, for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, and for thy cattle, and for the beasts that are in thy land, shall all the increase thereof be meat. And watch the 8th verse. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year in liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. So this is Yah's Sabbaths of years. Now it appears and it looked like that's something we don't even have to concern ourselves with today, because it seemed like it's just talking about the land. We don't have to worry about the 7-year Sabbath of the land. We don't have to worry about that. Well, little do people know that these Sabbaths of years was how the Almighty signs, seasons, days, and years were constructed. To show you this was how it was constructed, look what the Creator said individually about Yah's Sabbaths of years, so you can understand how relevant this is. A lot of people ask me, well, how do we know that we're keeping the right Sabbath day? How do we know for a fact by Scripture we're in our right year? How do we know by fact that we are in the right time and the right this and the right that? Well, there's only one way to know anything, and that is the word of Yah. And Yah said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. So everything that we will know, and everything we do know, and everything that has been known is because of the Most High himself. Don't think you've learned the word of Yah from your enemies. All you have inherited from your enemies are lies and deceit. That's it. And all you got to do is tell me what you inherited, and I'll show you that it was a lie. Here it is on the internet. You got a bunch of people send me all kind of things on the internet, how these Europeans are saying we're Israel. That ain't how you learned that you was Israel, by some Europeans. You learned that you was Israel by the book, by the scriptures, by the word of Yah. This is how you learned that you was Israel. And everything about Israel, you learned this by the book. But many of our people have learned from their enemies. And as a result of learning from our enemies, you only think what you have learned is the truth. This is why the Creator told us to gather ourselves together, O nation, not desire. Because other people don't desire us and desire to tell us the truth and a desire to let us know the truth. They couldn't tell you anyway, because Yah never sent this word to these people. So this is Yah's Sabbath of years. But watch this. In the book, same book, Leviticus 25, this is what it says in the 20th verse. And if you say, what shall we eat the 7 years? Since the 7 year is a Sabbath, and we can't prune or sow, what are we going to eat? Watch what it says. We shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And ye shall sow the eighth year, eat yet of the old fruit until the ninth year, until her fruits come in, ye shall eat of the old store. So what is this saying? In other words, we knew the Sabbath year because we knew what Yah was going to do in the sixth year. He was going to command his blessing upon the sixth year. And little do people know, Yahweh's blessing that he commanded in his sixth year was not just the fruits. That's how you know the sixth year. And if you've been paying any attention to us, a lot of people say, Moray and Shaya, are you dealing with numerology? No. I'm telling you what Yahweh said he's going to do in the sixth year. Now, this is one thing he was going to do in the sixth year, but there's many blessings that he will pour on our people in the sixth year, according to the scriptures. And that's why you have to know your years. Now, we will know the sixth year if this happening and you got fruits 3 times as much in the sixth year. Yeah, you're going to know. Oh, yeah, this is the sixth year. Because no other year would that happen. No other year. So if you don't know nothing else but the sixth year, then you will know your years. Furthermore, look what the Creator said would take place in the third year. We turn there in the book of Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. Year, there was something unique and different that had to take place. And that did take place. This is how they knew, 1 year from another. This is what it says in Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter, the 12th verse. It says, when thou hast made an end of tithing, all the tithes of thy increase the third year, which is the year of tithing. That's what it's called. That's what the third year is called, the year of tithing. Just like the sixth year was called the year that Yah commanded his blessing and has given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. Then thou shalt say before Yah the Elohim, I brought away the hollow things out of my house. Even though people want to keep it in their house, here they saying, I brought the hollow things out of my house, and also I given them unto the Levite, and you just don't give it to him. But you also give it unto the stranger and the fatherless and the widow according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. And what is the commandment? That you're supposed to lay up your tithes in the third year for the Levite, the widow, the fatherless, the stranger that are within thy gate. And a lot of people say, well, y'all don't do this every third year. Y'all do this every week. And that is true. We do bring it out of our house every week. Some people bring it out every 2 weeks. Some people bring it out once a month. Now, do we make them do that? No. Do we teach that they should do that? No. They doing this of their own free will. And we lay it up in store for the Levite, the widow, the fatherless, the stranger, the poor. This is what we do. And every week we out there, that in the third, just in the third year, every week we out there feeding the poor. This is what we do. Also, in the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter. Let us turn there. That was the third year. In other words, what I'm showing you, there's things that has to be done in these years. We read about the sixth year. We're about to read about the third year. And we read about the third year. But what about some of the other years? In Leviticus, the 19th chapter, this is what it says. In the 23rd verse. And when ye come into the land, and ye shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of. But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yahweh. And why? Because that's what the fourth represents. I didn't put that in there. That's what the book says. And everywhere you read about the fourth, it'll tell you, it'll have something to do with praising Yah. And in the fifth year shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am Yah your Elohim. And I didn't put that in the book. But everywhere it talks about the fifth, it will say that's the increase. Whether it's the fifth year, the fifth day, the fifth month, the fifth born, it will deal with increase. So these things are not made up. And we dealt with the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. Watch what it says about the seventh year in the book of Deuteronomy 15. I'm just giving you an overview that these are what these years stand for. This is what the years are regulated to. And then you can get to the Sabbaths of years, but each year represents something. In Deuteronomy 15 and 1, this is what it says. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lent an honor to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yah's release. This is the seventh year. We just dealt with the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh year. And of course, in the first and second year, there's things also that our people have to be mindful of. But our people was not mindful of these things. Just to show you that, in the book of let me see the first place I want you to see. Since we're in the book of Leviticus, just to show you our people were not mindful of these things. In the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. Now, if you know anything about Leviticus, the 26th chapter, and you may not, and I know we have a lot of new people listening every day, and we have people listening that don't even know they Israel, and I want our people who don't know who they are to visit our website, worldgatheringisrael.org. worldgatheringisrael.org, because there is some good information that you will be able to see and learn from how we know that we are the chosen people of Yah. And we're going to do some classes on that as well. But in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, the 14th verse says this: But if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if ye despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant. Let me show you. And of course, if you're an Israelite, you already know that this is something that we, our foreparents, as well as our people are doing today. They did not hearken to do the commandments. They despised the statutes. They abhorred the Most High judgments. And they broke his covenant. That's a fact. If that's not a fact, then we wouldn't be in captivity today. But it's a fact. So in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, this is what it says. Starting at the 31st verse. This is some of the things that, I'll start at the 27th verse. Now watch what the Creator said will happen to us as a result of not hearkening unto him. And then you're going to understand what the Sabbaths of years has to do with this. 27 verse, Leviticus 26. And if ye will not hearken, and if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you, also in fury, and I will chastise you 7 times for your sins. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. And I will destroy your high places, cut down your images, cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols. My soul shall abhor you, and I will make your cities waste, bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. Some people, some Israelites don't believe we only got one sanctuary. But here it says he's going to bring our sanctuaries unto desolation, and will not smell the savior of your sweet odors, and I will bring your land unto desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at thee. And they are astonished at us. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, your cities waste. Now watch the 34th verse. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lie desolate, and ye shall be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths. As long as it lie desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths, when you dwelt upon it. You see, that's why these Sabbaths of years are vital. And the reason why now it is resting, because the Sabbath of the land still exists. It's still relevant. It's lying desolate, so it can rest. So in other words, if it's still the Sabbath in the land, because it lied desolate, that only could mean one thing and one thing only. It is still the seventh year. Because the seventh year is the Sabbath of the land. These years don't change because your enemies taught you that there's certain amount of months in a year, this month and that month, and so many days in a month, that month. That's your enemy's teachings. That's not from the word of Yah. And all you have to do is have the courage to be honest and sincere and sit down with sincere brothers concerning this issue. Furthermore, not just in the book of Leviticus 26, but watch this in the book of 2 Chronicles 36. Because Leviticus 26 is talking about us. And 2 Chronicles 36 is talking about our people when they were in Babylon. And watch what it says. And we're talking about the Sabbaths of years. In the book of 2 Chronicles 36, this is what it says. At the 15th verse, and Yah Elohim of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of Elohim, as they do in the day, singing songs and all kind of things. They vile things about the messengers of the Most High. Despise his words. And it's curious how they were despised when that's against the law. It's against the law to revile any of the leaders of our people. That's against the law. And all they do is talking about the word. Even if they wrong, just deal with the word. Misuse his prophets until the wrath of Yah arose against his people, till there was no remedy. Therefore, he brought upon them the king of the Chaldees, who slew the young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary. Had no compassion upon young man or maiden, old man or him that stooped for age. He gave them all into his hand. And all the vessels of the house of Elohim, great and small, and the treasures of the house of Yah, and the treasures of the king, and of his princes, all these he brought to Babylon. And they burnt the house of Elohim, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burned all the palaces there with fire, destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof, and them that had escaped from the sword carried he away to Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the kingdom of Persia. And watch why that happened. To fulfill the word of Yah by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths, for as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years, which is 70 years. And this is how long they stayed in Babylon, 70 years. Why? So the land can enjoy her Sabbaths. And why? Because it did not enjoy her Sabbaths when we were there. Still to this day, even though this is the word of Yah, we still are not recognizing the 7th year. And we think we don't have to recognize it because we don't have to keep the Sabbath of the land. Well, it's still the 7th year. You can't do away with the Sabbath day in captivity. So how can you do away with the Sabbath year, which is the 7th year? You can't do away with that either. Why do you think we're out of the land? Because the land did not enjoy her Sabbaths. Furthermore, just to show you something else concerning this, in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel the 20th chapter. Since a lot of people are fond of the book of Ezekiel, let's turn there. In the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. And watch what the Creator says. Show you how beautiful Yah is. Ten verse. Wherefore, I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt, brought them into the wilderness, and I gave them my statutes, and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And watch what Yah says. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yah that sanctify them. Because we got to know all of Yah's Sabbaths. He didn't just give us the Sabbath day. We got to know all his Sabbaths. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walk not in my statutes. They despise my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbath they greatly polluted. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. So the fact of Yah's holy namesake, Yah spared us. But watch what he says. 15 verse. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them in a land which I have given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. No wonder everybody want our land. Watch the 16th verse. Because they despise my judgments, walk not in my statutes, but polluted my sabbaths, my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. Nevertheless, my eyes spared them from destroying them. Neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children, in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourself with their idols. I am Yah your Elohim. Walk in my statutes. Keep my judgments and do them. Hallow my Shabbats, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Yah, your Elohim. This is all Yah want us to do. And all we doing is teaching you Yah's Sabbaths of years. Yah has not abolished none of his Sabbaths. We're out of the land. And the land still enjoying her Sabbaths. Because it did not enjoy them when we were in the land. But they are being enjoyed today. And you got to ask yourself, if the land still keep a Sabbath, then still must be a seventh year. Because the seventh year is the Sabbath of the land. And are we keeping the seventh year today? Since there is a seventh year. Furthermore, so what are we really trying to convey to you? Since the Sabbath is a sign between Yah and us, once we begin to learn the Sabbath of Yah, then we will begin to learn our years. The first thing you really want to know about a year is, as we've been letting people know, according to the scriptures, what is a year? What do it mean? What do it come from? Well, according to the Jewish people, they will say a year every fall, when the season is about to go into winter, right before that, a month before that, they call the year Rosh Hashanah, was supposed to be head of the year. Rosh, which means head. Shana means year. Well, little do people know, if Shana means year, then what is 12 in the Hebrew language? Well, the number 12 is just the plural form of year. The number 12 is Shanayim. And Shanayim is the plural form of Shana. Shana just means year. And Shanayim means 12, because that's what a year is, 12 months. And this is what we bring to our people to let them know. That's why the only scriptures you'll read about a year is always 12 months. It's never anything else that our people are bringing to you. This is why they can't just go to the scriptures and just show you these things. For example, I just want you to see something that I have brought to our people. I'm just putting this aside. I don't need it no more. Because now I just want you to see some scriptures. And I'm going to give you these scriptures for you to study. Now, many of these scriptures, of course, I know by heart, but I just want you to see something for the sake of giving you some information to study. In the book of Ezekiel 32, I said a lot of people like Ezekiel. In the book of Ezekiel 32, just want you to see this. And this is an example of what I mean by just showing you the scriptures. You write this down. And this is what it says, because Ezekiel was a prophet. And this is what the prophet Ezekiel said. And it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, that the word of Yah came unto me, saying, and that's all you had to read. And what are you reading right here? That when the word of Yah came to Ezekiel, there was a date given. And what was the date? It was the 12th year and the 12th month. Now, that's not hard for you to understand and read, that indeed it was the 12th month. Well, that's in Ezekiel 32 and 1. But I also, you don't have to turn there now. I'm going to just give you some other scriptures to read. Jeremiah 52 and 31. Esther, the third chapter, the 13th verse. 1 Chronicles 27 and 15. 2 Kings 25, verse 27. And we're going to try to find a way where we can put these scriptures, because everybody can write them down. So we're going to have these things posted, so when you go back, all you got to do is write down the scriptures that we give, and we're going to do that for you. But again, I'll just repeat them. For the 12th month that's mentioned in the scriptures, we read Ezekiel 32, verse 1, but you can also read Jeremiah 52, verse 31, Esther 3, verse 13, 1 Chronicles 27, verse 15, 2 Kings 25, verse 27. And all these scriptures will plainly state that there's a 12th month. Now watch about the 11th month and go to the book of Deuteronomy, the first chapter. Let's turn there. In other words, you don't have to do the due diligent work that it took to search these things out. All you got to do is read the scripture. Write the scripture down and read it for yourself. In the book of Deuteronomy, the first chapter, watch what it says in the third verse. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moshe spake unto the children of Israel according unto all that Yah had given him in commandment unto them. Because as we can plainly see, the 40th year, and this was done in the 11th month on the first day of the month. I didn't put that in there. That's what the books say. Now, the other scriptures that you can read on the 11th month is Zechariah, the 9th chapter, verse 7, 1 Chronicles 27, verse 14. And, of course, we just read Deuteronomy 1, verse 3. That's of the 11th month. What about the 10th month? Well, let's read that, just so you can see for yourself. Go to the book of Zechariah, the 8th chapter. We read about the 12th month. We read about the 11th month. Well, what about the 10th month? Zechariah, the 8th chapter. In other words, I'm showing you scriptures. That's all I'm doing. You can interpret these scriptures however you want to. Because I say they don't need interpretation. All you got to do is read it, and you'll see what I'm telling you is the truth. And we're talking about the 10th month, Zechariah 8 and 19. This is what it says. Because I'm telling you, Yah has seven Sabbaths a year. That's scripture. Now, I'm showing you each year had 12 months. These are the things you got to know. And this is what it says in Zechariah 8 and 19. Thus says Yah of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth month, the fast of the 7th month, the fast of the 10th month, shall be to the house of Israel, or to the house of Yehuda, joint gladness, cheerful feast. Therefore, love, truth, and peace. And here it mentions the fast of the 4th month, the 5th month, the 7th month, and the fast of the 10th month. In other words, all you got to do is write this scripture down, and this covers the 4th, the 5th, the 7th, and the 10th month. Four different months. And I can show you other scriptures, but just for the sake of argument, you can also write down Genesis 8 and 5, for the 10th month, Ezekiel 33, verse 21, Ezra, the 10th chapter, verse 16, 1 Chronicles 27 and 13, all for the 10th month. And since we're in Zechariah, go to Zechariah, the 7th chapter. And this is what it says in the very first verse. And it came to pass in the 4th year of King Darius, that the word of Yah came unto Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Kislu. In other words, this is the ninth month. And of course, if you want to read other scriptures about the ninth month, Haggai, the second chapter, the 10th verse, Jeremiah, the 36th, the 22nd verse, Ezra, the 10th chapter, the 9th verse, 1 Chronicles 27 and 13. What about the 8th month? Well, go to Zechariah 1 and 1. And let's see what it says. Zechariah, the first chapter, the first verse. In the 8th month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of Yah unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, in other words, now is you got the 8th month. Other scriptures on the 8th month. 1 Kings 6 and 38. 1 Kings 12 and 32. 1 Chronicles 27 and 11. And we just read Zechariah 1 and 1. And we already read scriptures on the 7th month, the fast of the 7th month. And we know it's a fast in the 7th month. You got the 6th month, the 5th month, the 4th month, the 3rd month, the 2nd month, the 1st month. In other words, every month in the scriptures is mentioned. And the only reason why Moreh Yeshaya don't mention the 13th month is because the scriptures don't mention the 13th month. And we can plainly read where these months are mentioned by their number. But yet, I'm the one that's teaching the falsehood, and those who teach in the 13th month is teaching the truth. And I'm showing you by scripture. And what are they showing you? But they can't show you by scripture because it's not even mentioned. This is why we have to learn Yah's Sabbaths of years. They're very vital to how we number time. And why? Because there's a time and season for everything. And you're not just going to learn time. You're going to learn many other things about the Most High just by learning Yah's Sabbaths of years. And I'm not going to go through all the other various months. But again, I just wanted you to see the relevance of Yah's Sabbaths of years. In other words, it's a fixed, set time. Even though our people hadn't been keeping these years, like the Creator will have us to do, these years are very relevant. Let me show you how relevant they are. Because it wasn't just for the land. It wasn't just for the signs, seasons, days, and years. How do you think our people kept time and records? For example, let me just show you this in the book of Exodus. Exodus, I think, is the 7th chapter. In other words, not only you will learn prophecy, but you... this is how they kept even their ages. In the book of Exodus, the 7th chapter, in And this is what it says in the first verse. And Yah said unto Moshe, see, I've made thee a Elohim to Pharaoh, and Aaron, thy brother, shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee. And Aaron, thy brother, shall speak unto Pharaoh that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, bring forth my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yah when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moshe and Aaron did as Yah commanded them. So did they. Now watch this, because this is how you go about proving certain things. It's very relevant. And watch what it says. And Moshe was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old when they spake unto Pharaoh. In other words, when they began to prophesy to Pharaoh, and Yah sent them to Pharaoh, Moses 80. And so Moses was 80 years old. Aaron was 83 years old. So when Moses was 80 years old, that's when he went before Pharaoh, according to the scriptures. Watch what it says about Moses. Watch what it says about Aaron in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 34. This is what it says about Moses. And watch what it says. Now remember, when he stood before Pharaoh, he was 80. In other words, that's when he began to prophesy. That's when he began to start doing his signs and wonders. In the book of Deuteronomy 34, watch what it says. In Deuteronomy 34, this is what it says about Moses. So Moshe, the servant of Yah, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Yah. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth his scepter unto this day. And Moshe was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moshe in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moshe were ended. So when did they, what month was it that they mourned for Moses? Now, this is what you got to understand. If Moses stood before Pharaoh at 80 years old, he died at 120 years old, then where was he 40 years? Well, he was in the wilderness for 40 years. And not only he was in the wilderness, then how long did it take for him, since he was 80 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, how long did it take for Moses between the time he was 80 and the time he was got into the wilderness? Since he was there 40 years and he stood before Pharaoh, at the age of 80, well, you know, it would have to be less than a year when he stood before Pharaoh and went out in the wilderness, because by the time he got in the wilderness, you got to start counting again because he was there 40 years. So when he left Egypt, he had to be 80 years old. And look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy once again. Let's go back there so you can see what happened to Moses. He was 80. He died at 120. He was in the wilderness 40 years. He stood before Pharaoh when he was 80. And let's see. In the book of Deuteronomy, the first chapter, and we was there, but let's see what was going on there. And then you can understand these dates and times and how relevant this is. Now watch what it says, starting at the very first verse. These be the words which Yah spake unto all Israel. And we in Deuteronomy, the first chapter. We read where Moses was 80 years old in Egypt when he stood before Pharaoh. We read where he turned 120 years old and died. And they mourned him for 30 days. Now we're in Deuteronomy, the first chapter, and watch what it says. These be the words which Moshe spake unto all Israel on this side of Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahah. There are 11 days journey from Horeb, by the way of Mount Seir, unto Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year. You notice it's the 40th year. Why? Because they was in the wilderness how many years? 40 years. But not only are they in the wilderness for 40 years, it's telling you the month of the 40th year that they were in the wilderness. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moshe spake unto the children of Israel, according unto all that Yah had given him in commandment unto them. After he had slain Sihon, the king of Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Ashtaroth and Edrei, on this side of Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moshe to declare this law, saying, Yah our Elohim spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and unto the places near thereto, in the plain, in the hills, in the vale, in the south, by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river of Euphrates. Behold, I've set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yah swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. In other words, this is when they were about to go into the land, because they were only in the wilderness 40 years. And watch what it says. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. Yah your Elohim have multiplied you. And behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Yah Elohim of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he have promised you. How can I myself alone bear your coverings and your burden and your strife. That's what Moses told them. And mind you, this is the 40th year. This is in the 11th month. In other words, one more month later, they have been a 12th month. And we know Moses died in the 40th year because he didn't go into the land. And they were only in the wilderness 40 years. And watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy 31. Turn there. Watch what Moses says in Deuteronomy 31, verse 1. Now, mind you, they in the 40th year. And it's going to prove they in the 40th year in the 11th month. And watch what it says. And Moshe went and spake these words unto all of Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, Yah have said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. In other words, this is the furthest I'm going. Yah that he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee. And thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee as Yah have said. And so when Moses died at 120 years old, we only can conclude one thing and one thing only. That when he died, it had to be in the 12th month of the 40th year. Because how long, according to Deuteronomy 34 chapter, they mourned Moses. They mourned him 30 days, a whole month. That's what 30 days is, a whole month, according to the scriptures. That's not something I made up. That is the days of mourning. And the days of mourning is called a whole month. In only month, you won't read about, as far as Moses is concerned, is the 12th month of the 40th year. And then, of course, when they went into the land, after the 40th year, Joshua had took over. But you will read about him in 11 months. Matter of fact, it tells you, he told him, let's take this journey in 11 months. And you'll read in 11 months that's when he turned 120 years old. He said, this day I'm 120 years old. But what about Aaron? Aaron was 83 years old. He was in the wilderness 40 years. Which he lived to 123 years old. When did he die? Well, let us see when he died and when they mourned him, according to the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter. Because this is not just used for just the land. How do you think our people knew their years and their ages? Like today, we know what year we was born. Well, they know what year they was born. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter. And we're going to start at the 23rd verse. And Yah spake unto Moshe and Aaron in Mount Hor, by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people. That's talking about Aaron now. For he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Aaron and Eleazar, his son, and bring them up unto the Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, put them upon Eleazar his son, and shall be gathered unto his people, and shall die there. And Moshe did as Yah commanded. And they went up into the Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moshe stripped Aaron of his garments, put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there in the top of the mount. And Moshe and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel. And what are the days of mourning? 30 days. And what is a whole month according to the scriptures? 30 days. Now watch the month that Aaron died in. In other words, Moses, you can see him plainly going through the 11th month. But then the 12th month, you won't hear nothing about Moses. Well, let me show you when Aaron, the month that it says Aaron passed. And Moses passed in the 40th year, at the end of that 40th year. Well, this is when Aaron passed, according to the scriptures, Numbers 33. And watch what it says. In the book of Numbers 33, the 38th verse, and Aaron the priest went up into the Mount Hor at the commandment of Yah and died there in the 40th year. That's how I know he was 123 years old when he passed, because he was 83 in Egypt, 40 years in the wilderness. And in the 40th year, after the children of Israel will come out of the land of Egypt in the first day of the fifth month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor, the 40th year. And it lets you know plainly the fifth month. And Moses died, had to die in the 12th month, because you can plainly see what's going on in the 11th month with Moses, the 40th year. And you might ask yourself, when did Miriam die? Well, let me show you when Miriam died. It don't say a lot about her death. It don't tell you what year or none of that. So I won't assume it was the 40th year, but chances are it was. I'm not going to assume anything. But let me show you when she died in the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter. And this is what it says. But if she lived a long time, see, Miriam will never give her age like it does give Moses and Aaron's ages. But this is what it does say about Miriam. Numbers, the 20th chapter, the very first verse. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. So she died in the first month, whether the 40th year or the 39th year or the 30th, I don't know. But it appears to be the 40th year. It don't tell me that. I don't know. So I'm not going to debate anybody on that. But she died in the first month. Aaron died in the fifth month of the 40th year. And Moses obviously was still dealing with the people in the 11th month, turned 120 years old in that month, and he was mourning 30 days. It looked like the 12th month. Which lets you know these times and these seasons are highly relevant. They're very relevant. And I'll just show you one more scripture. One more scripture on this that's real important. And this scripture is in the book of Joshua. The 14th chapter. And what I'm just showing you is evidence that these times and seasons is not just for the Sabbath of the land. How do you think we numbered ourselves? What kind of records did we keep? Well, let me show you. Very good records. In the book of Joshua 14, watch what this says. Starting at the sixth verse, this is what it says. Then the children of Yehuda came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, in other words, Caleb and Joshua, the only two of that generation that came out of the wilderness. Everybody they came out of the wilderness with, they were below 20 years old. In other words, after 40 years, they wasn't that young, but they started out that young. Thou knowest the thing that Yah said unto Moshe, the man of Elohim, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. And watch what Caleb says. 40 years old was I when Moshe, the servant of Yah, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was written in my heart. Nevertheless, my brother that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed Yah, my Elohim. And Moshe swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thy inheritance and thy children's children forever, because thou hast wholly followed Yah, my Elohim. And now, behold, Yah have kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. In other words, he went through the wilderness 40 years, and he helped fighting with his brothers to take other parts of the land 5 more years. And he started out in the wilderness at the age of 40 years. And watch what it says. Even since Yah spake this word unto Moshe, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. In other words, now he's 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moshe sent me, as my strength was then when I was 40, Even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof Yah spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so, Yah will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as Yah said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because he wholly followed Yah Elohim of Israel. The name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which is Arba, was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. And if you know anything about Hebron, this is where David became king. This is where King David ruled. And this also part of the land that we know of as Yehuda. And it was established by a righteous father who wholly followed Yah, named Caleb. 40 years when he came out of Egypt, 40 years in the wilderness, and 5 years fighting for the land. And of course, when he established the land of Yehuda, it was in the fourth year of Yah's Sabbaths of years. And that's what Yehuda represents, because Yehuda was the fourth born. And Leah said, now I can praise Yah. So let us praise Yah. Hallelujah. Again, these are Yah's Sabbaths of years. We're going to bring more to you. But until tomorrow, Yah love you. And so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain in